With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another terrorist strike in the Holy Land.
Hezbollah has launched more than 100 rockets across a wider and deeper area of northern Israel, with some landing near the city of Haifa. This attack comes as both sides appear heading toward all-out war following months of escalating tensions. The rocket barrage overnight and into Sunday set off air raid sirens, sending thousands of people scrambling into shelters. The Israeli military says Hezbollah fired rockets toward civilian areas.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. The barrage following an Israeli airstrike in Beirut Friday that killed at least 45 people, including one of Hezbollah's top leaders. Explosion in a coal mine in Iran, leaving 34 dead. 17 others have been hurt. Officials say many others are still missing. Also, at SRNNews.com, the president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association calling on Christians to fulfill their responsibility to vote. Troy Miller asking evangelicals if they believe the culture is going in the right direction, and if not, to realize God has provided an opportunity to make changes.
There's a lot of them that are sitting on the sideline. About a third of them, a little over a third of them, 34% of evangelicals didn't vote in the 2020 election, and likewise probably in the 2022 midterms as well. So, you know, we really think that's a powerful voice, a powerful block, and we need to get them to the polls.
The Biden administration awarding $3 billion to U.S. companies to boost domestic production of advanced batteries and other materials used for electric vehicles. Move comes as part of a continuing push to reduce China's global dominance in battery production. Grants will fund 25 projects in 14 states. This is SRN News. Pastors are going to the polls in November.
According to LifeWay Research, 97% of America's Protestant clergymen will vote. But for whom? That is a little tricky. Almost 25% refused to answer the question on the LifeWay poll. Only 4% refused in 2020. But amongst those who will discuss the matter, 50% say they will cast their ballot for former President Trump, while 24% say they will support Vice President Kamala Harris. The rest of Protestant pastors still haven't decided. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nevada deciding not to appeal a judge's ruling from an earlier time this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid funds to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it has only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape and or incest or that were necessary to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. A sheriff in Florida fed up with false school shooting threats.
So Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is taking a new tactic to try to get through students and their parents. He's posting the mugshot of any offender on social media. Law enforcement officials in Florida and across the country have seen a wave of school shooting hoaxes recently, including in the wake of the deadly attack at Appalachian High School in Georgia. Sheriff Chitwood is warning parents that if their kids are arrested for making these threats, he'll make sure the public knows it. John Scott reporting.
That search continuing at this hour for suspects in the mass shooting that killed 4 and injured 20 at a popular nightlife area at Birmingham, Alabama overnight. Police say the victims were caught in a crossfire. The sheriff also says the shooting was not random and was likely planned. More details at SRNNews.com.